Put up sample PF, D-Sergeant here. Today's date is 03-12-2025. Dictation is for Miss Diane Dana Silcox. Silcox spells S-I-L-C-O-X. Dana spells D-A-N-A. Date of birth is 03-13-1969. This is a 55-year-old female here with multiple complaints, period. One patient indicated she's having an acute asthma attack. Number two, patient says she has pain in her lower extremities. Number three, patient reports abdominal distension and discomfort and pain. Next, patient reports cough, says cough is productive of green sputum. Next line, patient reports sneezing. Next line, patient reports nasal congestion. Next line, patient reports neck discomfort and the chest discomfort, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative, except for those mentioned above, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert, oriented, obese young lady. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 93%. Room air, blood pressure 140 over 91, pulse 82, respiration 18, temperature 98.13 in this paragraph. Nose congested, green discharge, erythematous and edematous turbinates, period. Next paragraph. Neck, full range of motion or rigidity. She has, a non-tender palpable mass versus scar tissue in our neck region. Next paragraph. Respiratory, poor inspiratory and expiratory effort. Diffuse inspiratory and expiratory wheezes. No use of accessory muscles. No use of no respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac. Regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. Next paragraph, abdomen distended, mildly tenderness to palpation diffusely, no rebound, no guarding, no visible peristalsis. Period. Next paragraph, extremities, bilateral lower extremities edema, no venous cord. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3. Cranial nerves 2 to 10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute asthma exacerbation. Number 2 is hypothyroidism. Number 3 is obesity. Number 4 is leg pain. Number 5 is leg edema. Number 6 is abdominal pain. Number 7 is abdominal distension, period. Next paragraph. An ultrasound was done to assess patient's circulatory status, to assess her abdomen because of complaints of abdominal pain and she is distended. Ultrasound was also done to assess her cervical region, cervical lymph nodes, surgical, and to assess her thyroid. Open parenthesis, patient has thyroid. She status post thyroidectomy. However, there is some palpable what may be scar tissue or mass in the region of her thyroid, period. Result, next paragraph, result of the ultrasound was unremarkable. She's circulation reveals some stenosis, but not significant enough for referral for immediate intervention, period. The thyroid is missing, and based on ultrasound criteria, all other studies were unremarkable, period. Next paragraph. Patient was sent home with the following medication. 1, levothyroxine, 200 milligrams. One pill daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, prednisone, 20 milligrams, one pill daily for 10 days, number 10. Next medication, albuterol, 2.5/3 mL. She takes 3 mils with Ohm nebulizer, TIDPRN for wheezing. Next medication, Combivent Respimat, 200/100 micrograms. She will take 3 puffs BID for 90 days. Next medication, patient was no more medication. Patient was given the opportunity to ask questions. He says she has none. Says she's comfortable with my discharge plan and indicated that she feels better after the dexamethasone, 10 milligrams IM, and albuterol and Atrovent nebulizer treatment period. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. Says she has none. End of dictation.